This is Ted Kennedy. There's good news and bad news for Senator Al Simpson on the issue of smoking by young Americans. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, one of the major battlegrounds in the public health campaign to reduce smoking and tobacco use is the effort to discourage young Americans from taking up the habit and becoming addicted. 44 states have laws banning cigarette sales to minors, but in virtually all of these states, the law is a dead letter from the lack of enforcement. Dr. Louis Sullivan, the Bush administration's Secretary of Health and Human Services, spoke out on the issue the other day, but he grabbed the bull by only one horn. He wants stronger enforcement of state laws, but he says no federal action is needed. Nonsense, Al. We can't just dump serious national problems on the states. Cigarette companies are mounting aggressive nationwide advertising campaigns to persuade young Americans to smoke. State action is essential, but we need federal leadership too, Al, not just federal lip service.
The only federal lip service flapping around here belongs to you, Ted, and there's a big cigar stuck right between them. If you really want to encourage young people not to smoke, you could start by getting rid of that foul cheroot of yours. That thing would stink a dog off a gut wagon. Dr. Sullivan is very right to say that the states are the place to fight this battle. The local communities know their own individual problems better than the feds could ever begin to understand. States and local law enforcement agencies should be given first crack at the problem. You and I have good kids, Ted, but you know the more you tell them they can't have something, the more they want it. We'll do things to get it. If we really don't want kids to smoke, help them see how very uncool that dirty old filthy habit can be, a habit you really ought to kick. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.